Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kufnun Beis, and we are 17 lines from the bottom, I counted, of daf Kufnun Aleph Amud Beis. Before we begin, I just want to give a shout out, a mazel tov, to Dovi Zuckerman on the birth of a baby girl. So, mazel tov, you should have nachas from this baby and from the ganze mishpocha. And I think one thing we could all learn from Dovi is a new meaning, v'lechtecha v'aderech. So, from the hour walk on Shabbos, etc., etc. So, the dedication does not go unnoticed, and we should only share simchas together. So, the topic of the daf this week has been the halachis of matnas chiv merah, specifically the Mishnah on daf kuf mem beis. Kuf mem vav amud beis made a distinction between a shchiv merah shekosav kol nechasov la'acherim and a shchiv merah that only gave away miktsas nechasov la'acherim. And the basis for there to be a chiluk is that when a shchiv merah gives everything away, there's an umdin of the muchach. It's clear that he's only doing it because he thinks he's dying. Because if he didn't think 100% that he's going to die, he would have left something over. Because if he lives, he's going to need to have means to be able to continue to live. If he gives only miktsas nechasav, in that case, you don't have an umdin of the muchach. And it was based on that we saw many differences in halacha between a shchiv merah shekosav kol nechasav le'achirim and a shchiv merah that only gave away miktsas nechasav le'achirim. The last discussion of the Gemara, which took up the majority of Kufnun Aleph Amud Beis, was a machloikis amayiroh, a shchiv merah that's kosav miktsas nechasav le'achirim. Does he have to make a kinyan in order for that matana to be in effect? Or does he not have to make a matana, a kinyan, in order for that matana to be in effect? In other words, we know divrei shchiv merah kichsuvim v'chimsurim dami. But perhaps, clears the Gemara, that's only true when a shchiv merah is giving away all his nechasim. There, it's clear he's doing it machmas misa. You have the halacha, im amad, if he gets better, he could be chayzer. There, the halacha is that even without a kinyan, divrei shchiv merah in and of itself is kichsuvim v'chimsurim dami. But perhaps, matna shchiv merah b'miktsas would not have the halacha. But the Gemara wasn't sure. In fact, the Gemara said, Amru Rabbanu Kameda Rava. The Rabbanu was once telling Rava, in the name of Marzutra, Bereder Rav Nachman, in the name of Marzutra, the son of Rav Nachman, who was saying over in the name of his father, Rav Nachman, that a matna shchiv merah b'miktsas is kemat nas shchiv merah. How so? The loy boy kinyan. So Marzutra, Bereder Rav Nachman, said over in the name of his father, Rav Nachman, this is what he had heard on his Shabbos table, he heard this from his father, that a matna shchiv merah b'miktsas, although it doesn't have all the leniencies and all the bells and whistles that a matna shchiv merah b'kuloy has, but the basic principle of divrei shchiv merah kichsuvim chimsurim dami applies to a matna shchiv merah b'miktsas, just like it applies to a matna shchiv merah b'kuloy. But when Rava heard that, he reacted. He said, "Lava mina lechu, didn't I tell you, leitisli buki sriki b'Rav Nachman, that don't say ridiculous things in the name of Rav? You want to say it in your own name, maybe, but not in the name of Rav Nachman. Because if someone says over something, Chayshe Mishpat, Mishmeid Rav Nachman, people are going to take it seriously, because Allah is always like Rav Nachman, Chayshe Mishpat. So you have to be very careful before you say over Allah in the name of Rav Nachman. Because I'll tell you what Rav Nachman really said. Hachyam Rav Nachman, Harei kamat nazbari ubaya kenyan. That a matna shchiv merah b'miktsas is not treated like a matna shchiv merah. It's treated like a matna Asbari, even with regards to the most basic principle, which is you do not have the halacha of divrei shchiv merah kichsuvim chimsurim dami. Says the Gemara, Isrei Rav Misharshia l'Rava. So Rav Misharshia asked the following question to Rava. Again, Rava, who said that Rav Nachman was of the opinion that a matna shchiv merah b'miktsas is treated like a matna asbari ubaya kinyan. He said, is that true? But Maisa, there was a story be'iman shal b'nei Ruchel with the mother of Ruchel. So we have the Ruchel scattered throughout Shas. The Ruchel is the infamous peddler, and he was a chashud for different inyani arayas. But Rashbam says this Ruchel is not related to that Ruchel. Shem Adam. This was the name of a person. Shalisa Chayla. So the mother of the sons of Ruchel was sick. Va'omran, she said, Tinasen kvei nasi labiti. She had a piece of jewelry, and she said, I want it to belong to my daughter. V'hu b'shnei masa mana. It was worth 12 mana. Umesa, and she died. V'kaimu dvareh. And the Chachamim said, that being that she was a shchiv merah when she said it, matna shchiv mera, you need to observe because divrei shchiv mera kichsum lechem surim dami. Now the Gemara's kash is it's mashma that there was no kinyan over there. How do you know there was no kinyan? Because the lashon haGemara is the kaimu chachamim as divareha. They observed her words. It doesn't say they observed the kinyan that was done. It says divareha. It's mashma. All there was divareha. All there was divrei shchiv mera. So you see that even though it was a matana b'miktzas, she was just dealing with one piece of jewelry. She didn't say give all my nechasim. Kvei nasi. It was a piece of jewelry that she had that she wanted her daughter to get. So it was a matna shchiv mera b'miktzas. And the kaimu divareha. In other words, you see divrei shchiv mera kichsuvim v'chimsurim dami even by a matna shchiv mera b'miktzas. It's a kasha on what Rav said in the name of Rav Nachman says the Gemara hasam over there b'mitzav machmas misa. You can't apply that story to this discussion because the story over there was the rest of the story was she said clearly that the reason I'm giving this piece of jewelry to my daughter is because I know I'm dying. Meaning, if she thought she was going to live longer, she would have never done it. She did it because she was dying. And here's the chiddush of the Gemara, a chiddush that the Gemara is going to repeat now, that even according to Rava, in the name of Rav Nachman, that a matnas shchiv mera b'miktzas is treated like a matnas bari, in that it's bari kinyan. It's only true if the shchiv mera does not make it clear that he or she is giving the gift because he or she thinks dying. But if there's a mitzvah machmas misa, like this mother, she said clearly, she added language. She said, I know I'm dying, and as a result, tinasen kfeinasi labiti. Oh, over there, where it's clear that it's machmas misa, there the halacha is going to be different. Esvi Ravina l'Rava. Ravina asked another kash to Rava. If somebody says, give the following, get to my wife. Shtar shichur zala avdi, or give the following shtar shichur to my eved, who may send, he dies. You can't give it. This is the principle of enget lachamisa, and it applies to get isha, just like it does to get shichur. Tnu mana l'ploy niumeis. What if somebody tells somebody else, give this mana, this $100, to somebody else, and then he dies? Yitnu lachamisa. Over there, the halacha is, you're allowed to give a lachamisa. Now, the assumption is that there was no kinyan, tenu mano l'pleini. It doesn't say that there was a maisa kinyan. All there was a tzivoy. There were instructions. Additionally, it sounds like we're dealing with a matana b'miktzas. He didn't say give all my nechasim. He said tenu mano. Take this $100 bill and give it l'pleini. And still you see that what's the halacha? Yitnu la'achamisa, presumably, because divrei shchiv mera kichsuvim v'chsurim dami, despite the fact that it was only a matana b'miktzas. But the Gemara says, maybe there was a kinyan. How do you know there was no kinyan? Tnu manu l'pleini, it's not clear that there was no kinyan. In the previous story, the lashon of the Gemara was v'kaimu chachamim as divarel. So it was clear that we were not working with a kinyan. All we were working was her tzivoy, divarel, thus there's a right, divrei shchiv mera kichsuvim v'chimsurim dami. But from this Mishnah, this Braisa, you don't see anywhere that there was no kinyan, but the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Although it's not, clearly it's not explicit, but it is implicit. Because dumya de get, the Braisa's comparing get to tnu mana, and ma get la bar kinyan, just like by get, there's no mocking for kinyan. Presumably there was no kinyan. Either way, it says the Gemara, so you see, tnu mana l'pleini umeis yinu l'achamisa. It's a mana, so it's a matana b'miktzas. There was no kinyan. How do I know? Dumya deget. And still you see yinu l'achamisa. See, you see divrei shchiv mera kichsuvim v'chimsurim dami, even by a matna shchiv mera b'miktzas. It's a kasha again on what Rava said in the name of Rav Nachman. Could be there too. We're talking about a person who made it very clear that the reason he wants to give mana l'ploini is because he thinks he's dying. He said it mefurish. Once he says it mefurish, it's a gilu milsa. At that point, even a matana b'miktzas, the halacha would be divrei shchiv mera. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua Omar, Mitzava Machmas Misa Ba'alma Boye Kinyan. It could be really a Mitzava Machmas Misa doesn't need a Kinyan. Meaning, we just said a teretz to answer two kashas. Number one, Iman Shal Bnei Ruchel, who said Tinasin Kvei Nasi Labiti. Number two, Tenu Mano Laploini Umeis Yitnu Lacha Misa. The kasha wasn't Rav Nachman. Both cases are Matana B'miktzas, and still it would seem that you say Divrei Shchiv Mera. The Gemara answered, Mitzava Machmas Misa. If there was added language, there was a mefurisha, gilui milsa of some sort, that the person is doing it because of Misa, there the halacha is that divrei shchiv mera kichsuv v'chimsurim dami. Says the Gemara now another teretz. It could be mitzvah machmas Misa really requires a kinyan. That's not the teretz to the Yaf aforementioned questions. Ay, v'chitanya, he masnaisa b'machalik nechasav. Could be over there, we were talking about someone that was really giving everything away. Ay, he only gave away a mana. Relax, calm down, let him finish talking. Mana l'ruven, another mana to Shimon, two manas to Levi, chamishim zuzta. He was going through the process. He was a machalik kol nechasav. He grabbed the set, this mana to him. So if you take that statement in a vacuum, it looks like it's a matana b'miktsas. But really, it wasn't a matana b'miktsas, and hahi matna shchimrash, that's a regular matna shchimrash. So what's the halacha to some of these discussions that we've just had? Number one, matna shchimrash b'miktsas by a kinyan. A matna shchimrash b'miktsas does require a kinyan, like what Rava said in the name of Rav Nachman. The afagaf dimes, even if the shchimrash ends up dying, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Mitzava machmas miso loy by kinyan. However, the Gemara also paskins like the first teretz of the Gemara that we just had, that if there is a gilui milsa, the shchimra makes it clear that the reason he is giving the gift is because he knows he's dying. Dear loy kinyan, v'hu demes. However, that's only going to be true if he does die. Amat chayzer, if he has a refuah, he could be chayzer like a matnas shchimra bekuloy. V'havagaf dekonim inay. And even if there was a kinyan, like we had again previously this week, that even if there's a kinyan, it doesn't matter, still the halacha is amat chayzer. And what's the reason for that? Because the yisoid of matnas shchimra bekuloy and matnas shchimra bemiktsas, when he's mitzava machmas misa, is that it's as if he made a t'nai, that I'm only giving the matana in the event that I die. I didn't make the t'nai in Dvarav Shebelevein and Dvarim. It's an umdun at the Muchach, all the raid that we spoke about this week, and we'll speak a little bit more about later. But either way, this concludes that brief portion of the sugya. So may inyan le inyan ba oisa inyan. We're still talking about a shchimra. Itmar matna shchimra shakasav kinyan. A matnas shchimra that had a kinyan. So this is a shchimra who gives away all his nechasa. Keep it simple. That's for sure a matna shchimra. He doesn't have to make a kinyan. Divrei shchimra kichsuvim v'chim surim dami. But he decided to make a kinyan. So he goes over to the person before he dies and gives this person all his nechasa. Bidvarim, divrei shchimra, but also with a kinyan, says the Gemara. Bei Rav, Shmei de Rav, Omri, Arkevei Atri Rikshi. Rav said that this person was dancing of Tzvei Chasas. We'll see what that means in a minute. Vishmula, Mashmul says, Lo yadana my edema. I have no idea how to look at this. Bei Rav, Shmei de Rav, Omri, Arkevei Atri Rikshi, Harei Kamat Nasbari, Harei Kamat Nashchimra. This person really did not have to make a kinyan, because divrei shchimra kichsuvim v'chimsurim dami. He chose to make a kinyan. Why did he choose to make a kinyan? Because he wanted to give the recipient of this gift additional rights. Meaning, ordinarily, this person could have gotten the gift just based on Divrei Shchimra. But he didn't want him to only get it Machmas Divrei Shchimra, because even Divrei Shchimra Kichsum Chimsurim Dami has certain limitations on behalf of the recipient of the gift. So he wanted to give it the benefits of a Matnas Shchimra, but at the same time, it should have the benefits of a Matnas Bari. What's the benefit of a Matnas Bari? He didn't want to have that kula of divrei shchimra. It's true, kichsuv v'chimsura, but at the same time, it comes with a huge caveat. And that is that if the person gets up, he has a refuah, he can be chayzer. So he purposely made a kinyan to be mafkia, the divrei shchimra, so he shouldn't have that kula, so the halacha should be a mavan eni chayzer. But at the same time, he wanted it to be a matna shchimra. We had earlier in the week as well. Because the halacha is that if a person wants to be makna a milk, what kind of milva? Milva al peh. He cannot do it. However, divrei shchimra has a maila over a regular matnas bari that you can give over bidvarim, even a milva al peh. So that's why he said divrei shchimra. So basically, he wanted it to have qualities of divrei shchimra. He wanted it to have qualities of matnas bari, both in the context of benefiting the person that he's giving the gift to. He's benefiting the person receiving the gift by making it a matnas bari. How so? He's benefiting the person receiving the gift by making it a matnas shchimra, because he can even transfer certain things that you can't transfer a matnas bari, such as a milva alpa. That's the way Rav looked at it. So Rav said this person hot gezokt dvarim. He also made a kinyan. How do you look at it? He wanted it to have the mailas, the qualities of the shchimra, and he wanted to have the qualities of Shmuel, Shmuel says, I'm not sure you're right. I don't know, Rav, why you're so positive that that's what's going through this person's mind. I'm not sure. And in my mind, I'm a little suspicious that from the fact that this person did a kinyan, and the Rashbam says shtar is lav dafka. Maybe he wanted it to work with the ordinary course of kinyanin. And the ain shtar lachamisa. If that's the case, I have a problem because he clearly wanted the kinyan to be chal lachamisa. That's usually the way a matnas shchimra works. So if he wants the kinyan to be chal lachamisa, we know a kinyan cannot be chal lachamisa. So you know what that loch is going to be? A hot garnish. He's not going to get anything. So shitas Rav and shitas Shmuel are diametrically opposed from each other. Rav says not only does he get the gift, he gets the best of both worlds. Shmuel says he's not going to get anything because I'm suspicious that maybe he wants it to work with kinyan and he also wants it to work al derech amatnas chibra, which means that it's going to be chal lachamisa, ain shtar lachamisa. In other words, ain kinyan lachamisa. He's going to end up getting nothing. Says the Gemara Rami the Rav with the Shmuel the Shmuel. So it's a nice machloek is Rav and Shmuel in a vacuum. The problem is another machloek is Rav and Shmuel that seems to be very much related. And the Gemara says at first glance the two machloekis would seem to contradict each other. Sholach Rav and Mishmei Ravavo when Ravin was in Eretz Yisrael learning by the great Rabbi Yechonah. So he sends a telegram to Bava that he heard from Rabbi Vo. Heavy yadi, you should know. Sholach Rabbi Lazar the Goyim Mishum Rabbein. That I heard from Rabbi Lazar who said in the name of Rabbeinu in this context, who's Rabbeinu? Rav. Shchimra she Omar kisvu betrumah lo pleini. A shchimra that said I want you to write a shtar. And I want you to give a mana l'pleini. Umeis and he dies. In kaisvim v'noisim. You don't write the shtar. Now, ordinarily, divrei shchimra kisvim v'chimsurim dami. But this shchimra did more than just instruct. He said kisvu. He said, I want a shtar. Says Rav. Again, this is Mishum Rabbeinu. This is in the name of Rav. That shem alo gom alak noisi el b'shav. That I'm suspicious that maybe this person wants this to work with shtar, and there's no shtar lachamisa. Vam Rabbi Domash Shmuel, and said, Ravin, I heard from Shmuel something else. Hilchas a kaisvim v'noisim. No, I'm not worried about that. Divrei shchivra kichsuv v'chimsurim nami, and despite the fact that he wants a shtar, it's not a problem. Kasha de Rav ad Rav, kasha de Shmuel ad Shmuel, gishmak. Rav said in the first machloikis that matnas shchivra shekasa b'kinyin arkevatrei richshe, that we give him the best of both worlds. We look at it as a matnas bari, to the benefit of the recipient of the gift. We look at it as a matnas chimra for the benefit of the recipient of the gift. It was Shmuel that said, Shem Eloi Gomer Laknoisei Elo B'Shtar V'in Shtar Lachamisa. And here it's just the opposite. Here Rav says, I'm worried about this Kenyan. Shem Eloi Gomer Elo Laknoisei Elo B'Shtar V'in Shtar Lachamisa. And Shmuel says, no, Hilchas HaKoisvim V'Noisin. Says the Gemara, no, the Rav, the Kasha, Kubitz Anastir and Rav. Could be there's a subtle difference between the two cases. In the first case, perhaps there was a real kinyan. A kinyan actually took place. Being that a kinyan took place, says Rav, we can't look at a kinyan as going against the recipient of the gift. Why then did the Shchivmera want a kinyan? You don't need a kinyan. Divrei Shchivmera is kichsuv v'chimsurim dami. He probably did it to benefit. That's the Arkevei Atrei Rikshi. That in addition to having the benefits of a matnas Shchivmera, we're going to give him the benefits of a matnas bari as well. But in the second case, the case of Sholach Rav, there was no kinyan. It was a Shchivmera she'amar kisvu v'tnumon al-poini. He said, I want you to write a shta. I'm giving him a gift. The gift is happening b'divrei Shchivmera. And I want you to document the gift. I want you to document the gift. There he didn't do the kinyan. He only instructed a shtar be written for some reason. The Gemara is just saying there's a distinction between the two cases to answer the kasha. Maybe that's a game changer in Rav's world. And maybe over there we are suspicious that he only wants the kinyan to be chal. Ayidei shtar, the in shtar la achar misa. The Shmuel, the Kasha says, when Machoik Shmuel, the steer Shmuel, Shmuel's not either shver, because b'miyapas koychoy. It's true. Shmuel ordinarily holds that once you add a kinyan, you mess it up, because shemalei gomel aknoitz el b'shtar in shtar la achar misa. But if you make it clear, as the Gemara is going to explain on the base, if you make it clear that I'm not writing it in a shtar, I don't want the shtar, because I want the kinyan to happen alidei shtar. I'm doing it liyapa es koichai, to benefit the recipient of the gift. If it's clear that that's what your intent is, over there it's going to be different. There it won't be an issue. So in the first case, where Shmuel was concerned, shem alei gomel aknoisei el b'shtar, it's talking about where he didn't make it clear that the reason he wants the shtar is merely liyapa es koichai. Therefore, we're concerned that the shtar is not just liyapa es koichai, but it's the way he wants the kinyan to be chal. He also wants it to be chal l'achamisa, the in shtar, in other words, ein kinyan l'achamisa. The second halacha of Shmuel, where Shmuel said, he said kisvu. The halach is koisvin v'noisnin, because it's talking about an oikimta where he made it clear that he's doing it. He asked the following question. Is it possible that Shmuel really said that going back to the first machloikis Rav and Shmuel, so the top of the yomid, itmar matna shchivmera shekosav boy kinyan. So you have a shchivmera, he's dying, he says, I want Reuven to get all my nechas. And then he says, Reuven, come here, let's make a kinyan sodar. Let's do a chalipin. He didn't have to do a chalipin, because divrei shchivmera is kichsuv v'chim surim dami. It's as good as the best kinyan in the world. But he chose to do a kinyan. How do you view it now? Rav said, he didn't mean to negate divrei shchivmera. He just wanted to add a toisefes benefit on behalf of the recipient of the gift. He wanted it to be a matna shchivmera with the benefits of a matnas bari. How so? Shem amad inichoyzer. That's how Rav looked at it. Shmuel said, I'm not sure. Maybe this man really wants it to work with a kinyan sudar. He also wants it to be chalach hamisa. He doesn't want to give it to him now. He wants to give it to him after he dies. Einstar lach hamisa. Says the Gemara, Mi am Shmuel, Shem alikom alach, Neisal b'shav, Einstar lach hamisa, Vam Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel, Rabbi Yudah, send the name of Shmuel, Shchim hach, Shkazukon lachos of lachem, Shchim hach, he gives away all his possessions to somebody else. Afal pishe, Konu mi yodoy, even though there was a kinyan, of mat chayzer. So this is the halacha that the Gemara paskin on the bottom of Kufna Nal from the base, halacha that we've seen already a few times this week, that the halacha of a shchivmera who gives away all his nechasim, where Amat Chayzer is true, even if there was a kinyan, meaning not only if it was merely divrei shchivmera, but even if a kinyan took place. Why? Biyodua, says the Gemara, in the top of Kufnun Beis Amud Beis, Shleihoye Kinyan Elam Achmas Misa, because it's clear that he only did it, Achmas Misa. What's the kasha? Zashpam explains the kasha very nicely. It's mashma over here, the kasha ad Shmuel, to amalo yadanam ayidim ba, b'matna shchivmera sheyesh b'kinyan. If Shmuel said that any time a shchivmera makes a kinyan, it's not a matna shchivmera anymore, so what are we talking about? An amat chayzer, amat ene chayzer. It's not a matan at all, because he made a kinyan. Shmuel is the one that said this halacha, that a shchivmera who gave everything away, even the kinyan, not just the divrei shchivmera, even the kinyan, amat chayzer, because there's an umdun of the muchach, that he was thinking in his mind that I'm only giving the gift away in the event that I die. He's the one that said this halacha. The problem is, Shmuel, on the top of Kufnun Beis Amud Aleph, said that if a shchivmera gives away all his nechasim, it's not a matna shchivmera anymore. Why is it not a matna shchivmera anymore? Because Shem Eloi Gomer laknoisei elav shtar, vein shtar lachamisa, says the Gemara. So, who asked this kasha? Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok was sitting behind Rava. Rava was sitting in front of Rav Nachman and Kaboyim Minei. Says the Gemara, V'achvi lebiyadei. So he showed him with his hands. Fished. And he was quiet. He stopped asking the questions. Ki kom, Amar Nachman Yitzchok, Rava, my achvi loch. So Nachman Yitzchok was a little bit confused. So Rava made some hand motion and Nachman Yitzchok was quiet. So what was that? What were you trying to say? Were you trying to say, trying to give cheer, don't ask ashes? Or was it a teretz? Like, what were you trying to tell me? Amalei, so he told him, B'miyapas, koichoy. I'll tell you what I meant to say. What I meant to say was that this second statement of Shmuel, where it's clear from Shmuel that Shmuel holds that a shchivmera that makes a kinyan, it's still considered a matna shchivmera, is talking about where he made it clear that he was doing it liyapas as koicha, that he didn't want the shtar to be in lieu of the matna shchivmera, in lieu of the divrei shchivmera, but rather he was just doing it liyapas. Oh, when he does it liyapas as koicha, there it's going to be different. In other words, the same exact teretz that the Gemara gave to the previous kasha in Shmuel. Again, we started with halacha of Shmuel, very clear. We started with halacha of Shmuel. Shmuel said, a shchivmera who demands that I'm going to give all my nechasim to Reuven, but he's going to have to make a kinyan. I wanted to make a kinyan sodar. Shmuel is a little suspicious. Shmuel says, I'm a little concerned that maybe the reason he wants a kinyan is because he wants the kinyan to be the vehicle that's going to create the transfer of ownership of these nechasim. He also wants it to work lachamisa. That's obvious. Is oybazoy ein shtar lachamisa. So the Gemara asked two kashas essentially. One kasha the Gemara asked was from Sholach Ravin, Mishmeder Rav Avo, Sholach Rav Elazar LeGoyla. All these telegrams and these briefings that are flying all over the world. But it came out from there that Shmuel holds that a shchimera that makes a kinyan, it could be, it is still going to be considered a matna shchimera. And now we have another shiloh where Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that a shchimera that gives away all his nechasim and there was a kinyan. So again, what do you see from that Shmuel holds? That just because the Shchimera wants a kinyan, it doesn't necessarily mean that it knocks out the whole matna Shchimera. Says the Gemara, the answer to both kashas are the same. Meaning, He made it clear that the reason he wants the kinyan is merely the opposite. Koichai. That's one Shulchan Aruch. Here we still treat it as Matnas Shchemira. The original statement of Shmuel, which is where we began the sugya, that's talking about where he didn't make it clear that it was liyap. He says, "Heichi dami miyapas koichai." What's how does that work? Amar Rav Chisda v'kinyanim minei moisif al matnosoda. That's the nusach. So if you're right that I'm making a kinyan, but the point of the kinyan is lahoisif al matnosoda. It's not in place of the matana, but it's merely lahoisif. That's the magic word. It's an addition to the matnas shchimra. There, it's going to work. Says the one pshita kasav lezeh v'kasav lezeh. If somebody writes a matnas shchimra, he gives away all his nechasim to Reuven, and then an hour and a half later, he gives away all his nechasim to Shimon. So we had stories like that in yesterday's daf. That's easy. That's pshita. That you don't have to ask a Rav Shaila. That's posh. Anyone that learns Yesh Noich L'Mishaneis knows by now that Daitiki, which is a Tzava, Mevateles Daitiki. So a Matna Shchimra can be Mevatel another Matna Shchimra, just like Im Amat Chayzer. So too, if you give away everything and then you decide while you're alive to give it to somebody else, it's beseder. Kosa v'zikolazeh, kosa v'zikolazeh. What if you didn't just write a Matna Shchimra, but you gave a shtar to the recipient of the gift as well. And then you wrote another matna shchimra and you gave a shtar to another person. So you said, I want all my nechasim to go to Reuven, and you gave it to Reuven in writing. And then you said, I want all my nechasim to go to Shimon, and you gave it to Shimon in writing. So do you have the same halach of daitiki mevatel as daitiki or not? Where it was merely divrei shchimra, or kosav lezeh v'kosav lezeh, that's for sure. But whereas kosav v'zika lezeh, where there was some kinyan taking place as well. So this is a shchimra that's making a kinyan as well. Do you still have the halacha of daitikim v'atelas, daitiki or not? Says Rav Amar, Rav said Rishon Kana, the first one gets it. V'shmul Amar, Shmul said Sheni Kana, the second one's going to get it. Rav Amar, Rishon Kana, Rav says the first one gets it. Harei kematnas bari. Because once you make a kinyan, it takes on the chaymer of a matnas bari. And if you give away all your nechasim, the matnas bari, kinyan sudr, kinyan meshicha, kinyan akba, kinyan maimit shlostom, whatever kinyan, to somebody. You can't now go ahead and be mevatel and give it to somebody else. And when a shchimra does a kinyan, it has the qualities, the best of both worlds, it has the qualities of a matnas bari as well. So if it has the qualities of a matnas bari as well, now you don't have the halach of daitiki mevatel's daitiki that you can go give it to somebody else. Shmulam, a shmul said sheini kana. No, the second person could get it. Harei ka matnas shchimra, you still look at it as a matnas shchimra. Says the Gemara, for afligo bachada zimna. Isn't this the same exact machlek as Rav and Shmul that we had in the beginning of the sugya? The matnas shchimra shekasa ba kinyan. Meaning, at the end of the day, when a shchimra is kasa of kinyan, do you look at the kinyan as giving the recipient of the gift as having benefits of matnas bari? Rav said yes. Rav said that's why this shchimra amad eni chayzer. Usually a shchimra shamad chayzer. This shchimra amad eni chayzer. So this is the same exact Rav. Rav is saying that once he gave it to the bari, I can't go. I give it to somebody else. This is like being chayzer. What's the halacha of daitiki mevatel's daitiki? I can be chayzer. But that's only if there's no kinyan. If there's a kinyan, you can't be chayzer. And Shmuel Shitasoi, Shmuel said that you don't have the halacha of treating it as a matnas bari. At the very least, b'miyapes koichai, you'll still have a kinyan at all. But to give it the benefits of a matnas bari, that was never Shita Shmuel, right? Rav was compelled that you give it the benefits of a matnas bari and the benefits of a matnas shchimra. What's the benefits of the matnas bari? You can't be chayzer. This is the same exact graph. That even though daitiki mevatel is daitiki, it's predicated on the shchimra's ability to be chayzer. If you make a kinyan, you can't be chayzer. Arkevei atrei rikshi. You wanted it to be a matnas shchimra with the fringe benefits of a matnas bari. So this is the same Rav, and it's also the same Shmuel, because in Shmuel's world, you never find Lo Matzino. You never find this idea that the way you're going to deem the Matna Shchivmera with the Kinyan is as giving it the benefits of a Matnas Bari. So Shmuel Shitasei, at the end of the day, is going to look at it as a regular Matnas Shchivmera. So even though it's Kosa Vezika, who cares? It's still a Matnas Shchivmera. It's the halach of Daitiki Mevatel's Daitiki. There should be no issues. It says the Gemara, as a Kasha, the Gemara says, two machloikis and aren't exactly identical, and there is a little bit of a trichasa, meaning had I had one, I wouldn't necessarily know the other. House of the Itma Baha, Baha Kamarav, the Konumine, Avo Baha, the Lekonumine, Ema Maidale Lashmul. In the first case of the Sugi, there was a real kingdom. The case was where Shchimera calls Reuven to his deathbed. He says, I'm giving you all my nechasim. And Nemda, the Suder, take my yarmulke, make a kinyan chalipin. There was a real kinyan. But in the second case, maybe there was no real kinyan. And being that there was no kinyan, it could be there, Rav never said his halacha. And going along the same lines, v'itmar baha, had I only had the second machloikis, baha kama Shmuel. Maybe Shmuel only said his halacha, that it doesn't have the ma'ilas of matnas bari when there's no kinyan. Avo b'hach, but in the first case, eme moide leila Rav, tzricha, either way, we're going to conclude the daf part of this morning's daf right here, as it's going to segue into daf Kufnun Gimel. So really, Kufnun Aleph, Kufnun Beis, Kufnun Gimel, it's one long sugya discussing the halachas of matnas shchivmera bekuloi, matnas shchivmera bemitzas. When you say divrei shchivmera kichsuvim v'chimsurim, dummy, you do need a kinyan, you don't need a kinyan. What if you made a kinyan? Do you lose out? Do you now no longer have the benefits of divrei shchimra, kichsum, v'chimsurim, dami? Perhaps, fakert, maybe you have the best of both worlds. You look at it as a matnas shchimra, and you look at it as a matnas bari. There seem to be steers in Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara gave real subtle answers to try to navigate through these, what at first glance would be contradictions. Either way, pick up this Metz Hashem on Daf Kuf Nun Gimel. So before we conclude, two ha'aras, one a little bit more lundish, related to what we spoke about this week, and the other one more related to the Parshas HaShavua. So one of the themes of this week was the idea of Umdana D'Mochech. We mentioned this so many times this week, that this is from the important Yesoidus, not just in Perek Mishameis, but really in Gantz Noshu Nezikin. The sugya of Dvarim Shulevin and Dvarim, the sugya of Umdana D'Mochech, some very important halachas. And it all began with the Mishnah and Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amudeis. The Mishnah discussed the Shchimera Shekosav, Kol Nechosav La'acherim. So the halacha is that if he gives everything away, and then he's Omad Chayser. If he gives his Nechasim away, but Shire Karka Kolshu, the Gemara said even Metaltalin Kolshu, if he leaves something over, then the Halach is him Omad Enei Chayser. What's the difference? Says the Gemara, the difference is very simple. If he gives everything away, it's obvious what he was thinking. He was thinking he's dying. So there's an Umdana Demuchach, says the Gemara. It's clear that the only reason he gave this gift is because he thought he was dying, which means that if he ends up not dying, a die to the hachi, he never gave the matan. He has a right to get up. If, however, he gives away only mitzas nechasav, so there's no under the muchach that he gave it because he thought he was dying. To the contrary, it looks like he's hedging himself. He thinks that maybe he's going to live. That's why he left over some nechasim. So there's no umdina de muchach that he did it, that he's going to die. Even if he tells you, I only gave it because I thought I was going to die, we believe him, no reason not to believe him, but when there's no umdina de muchach, there's a problem. What's the problem? Dvarim shebelev einan dvarim. In other words, the yisoid hadavar is that when there's something that's 1,000% clear, you don't have to speak it out. You don't have to sit there at the closing, talk about it. You don't have to put it in your documents. Without saying it, if it's so abundantly clear, there's an umdana demuchach, it's as if you said it. There is no chisaron of dvarim shebelev. Weird, there's an umdana, but it's not 100% clear. Tashtet nesugya. Over there, you would have to say it. And if you don't say it, it's dvarim shebelev. Dvarim shebelev einan dvar. We mentioned that Tosfos in a few places in Shas, Kedushin Mem Tes Amid Beis, Ksubas Tzadik Zayin Amid Aleph, Kedushin Lavav Amid Beis, goes through this idea and he really breaks it into three different groups. He says that there are certain stipulations, certain conditions that a person will make sometimes to a transaction. For example, Hareat Mekudeshes Li Amanasha Titni Li Masayim Zos, that without the person expressing that he's only being Mekadesh Lizisha in the event that she gives him Masayim Zuz, there'd be no way in the world for anyone to anticipate and for anyone to know what's going through this person's mind. If that person wants to make his Kedushin contingent upon this woman giving him 200 Zuz, he would have to say it, he would have to stipulate it, and not just that, he would have to follow a special Shulchan Aruch, the Mishpatei HaTnayim. He would have to make a Tanai Kofel, it would have to be Tanai Koydom L'maisa, it would have to be Hen Koydom L'lav, the Rambam brings Dalud Mishpatei HaTnayim, you would have to follow all the Mishpatei HaTnayim in order for it to work. If the Tanai this condition that this person was thinking is something that it's possible the outsider, the bystander, would guess he's thinking, but it's not clear 100% that that's what he's thinking. Over there, the person needs to express something at the time that he executes the transaction, but he doesn't have to follow Mishpatei Atanayim. Over there, Gilui Milsa would be enough. And what was the classic example of that? The classic example was the Gemara in Kedushin Mem Tes Amud Beis. It was a person that sold all his nechasim, Adaita Lemesek Ba'arad Yisrael, but he never said it, that that's the reason he was selling his nechasim. And then his trip to go to Eretz Yisrael fell through, and he decided that he wants his nechasim back. And the Gemara said, Dvarim Shabalei Bein and Dvarim. And Tosis was medayik from the sugya that had he just said something, even had he not followed Mishpatei Atanayim, there would have been no issue with Dvarim Shabalei. So Tosis, you know why? Because even without him saying, a person says all his nechasim, it's clear that there's another move here that he has in mind. So there was an umdana. Was an umdana the muchach, but there was an umdana that he was thinking something. When there's an umdana, all you need is gilui milsa. You don't need to follow mishpatei atanayim. And then finally, Tosfos says there's a third madriga. That's our sugya. Tosfos tells su our sugya where there isn't just an umdana. There's an umdana the muchach. There's an umdana the muchach that's what's going through your mind over there. You don't need mishpatei atanayim. It's not like the first category. You don't even need a gilui milsa. It's not like the Gemara Kedushin Mem Tes Amud Beis. You don't have to say anything. It's self-understood. When there's a gilui milsa, there is no chesaron in dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Bava Kama Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis. A Gemara that at first glance, if you learn the Gemara, it's very difficult to absorb. Very, very shver Gemara in the world of lumdus. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara asks Akasha, Reuven and Shimon were brothers. Reuven died without children. Reuven's wife falls liyibam l'Shimon. Yevamos 101. If Shimon was a mukashchim, a person that no woman in the world would want to marry, says the Gemara, there's still going to be a mitzvah yibam. Meaning there's a zika between Shimon the mukashchim and the almana of Reuven, and Shimon, yevamo yavayale, bal karcha, there's still a mitzvah for Shimon to go ahead and do yibam. Freak the Gemara, akasha, I don't agree. I have a good time. Why can't the woman come and say that when I accepted the kedushin from my late husband Reuven, I did it adaitu dahachi that this marriage wasn't going to put me in azal blotter that one day I'm going to be stuck living with a mukashchin? Meaning, had I known that I would one day fall to a mukashchin, adaitu dahachi, I would have never accepted the kedushin. So, freak the Gemara, even though this happened 10 years later, the woman should have a taina that I never accepted kedushin from Reuven. Oy bazoi, the kedushin with Reuven wasn't a kedushin. There's no Zika. She's not Shimon's sister-in-law. She doesn't follow Yibo. As I freak the Gemara Akasha. And the Gemara likes the Kasha.
I would have known.
To know. It doesn't matter.
You don't have to have that in mind this man that you took the condition as well.
Yeah. This is why this is a Shver Gemara. Says the Gemara, it's a good Kasha. The Gemara has no problem with the lumdus of the Kasha. But the Gemara says, Hasam over there, Anan Sahadi Demenech Nichulu B'Chaladu. Says, you know why it's wrong? Because it's Anan Sahadi that a woman is willing to marry anybody. Even a mukishchin kidrei shlokish, lamer rei shlokish, tav lemeitim tam duv lemeitim amalu. A woman's willing to marry. Zok de beis halevi. What's pashup shot in this Gemara? Ashak levetaria. The Gemara thought, forget the longness. The Gemara has ashak levetaria. The Gemara thinks that a woman that falls off the mukishchin, she should come with a taina. I died to the hockey, I would have never got married. I realized that 10 years later, this is where my marriage was going to get me, then I would have never accepted Kedushin. It sounds like a weak taina. But either way, that's what the Gemara says. It's a good taina in the world of lumdus. I would have never accepted that marriage. Says the Gemara, but it's an issue. You know why it's an issue? Kedere shlokish. Domere shlokish. Tav lemet and tandu lemet of armelo. Zok de beis levi. Answer your question. Really? Anan sahadi tam lemet of tandu. If you surveyed now 100 women, would you be willing to marry a mukashchin? You really think there's an anan sahadi? There would be some overwhelming majority where most of the women would say, yes, I'm asking to marry a mukashchin. I don't agree with that, says the beis levi. It's nishtam. It can't be. There's no way in the world that's endless. Kasha number one. Kasha number two, the Gemara says in the end of Masechtas Yevamos, we speak out this Gemara a lot. Now, why is it that Tav Lemeitav Tandum Lemeitav Armelo? The Gemara gives a very interesting, very surprising reason. The Gemara says, because women like to be Mazana. And being that women like to be Mazana, if a woman is single, she's not married, and she's Mazana, and she has a baby, how's she going to explain the baby? But if she's married, it doesn't matter who she's married to. She's married to Mukashchin. Sarah Hanami, my husband's Moz. But at the end of the day, it gives her an alibi so she could be able to be mezana with somebody else, have a baby, and like this, she'll get away with her so fake the base alevi. And not zahadi, that's what women think. Really? You ask 100 women, yeah, because I want to be mezana, so I'll be married to the Bokashchit. It's not possible. Atu Bereshi Askinon. This is an anan zahadi. Sok the base alevi, half of a fella. Pshat in the Gemara is betuf tam. I'll be everything we spoke about this week. The story of the Gemara is as follows. The Gemara held that a woman should have a taino, that I died to the hachi, that I was going to be stuck with a mukashkin, I would have never accepted the marriage. Fresh! What do you mean? What do you mean, I died to the hachi? Very nice, that's what you were thinking. So if the woman would have said it, Mamela, mazel tov. But she didn't say it. So to the extent that she didn't say it, it's dvarm shebelev, and dvarm shebelev ain't advarm. What's the parrots? The teretz is an umdin of the muchach, because no one wants to marry a mukashchin. So the Gemara held that there's an umdin of the muchach that a woman doesn't want to be married to a mukashchin. As a result, the Gemara asked the kasha, Yefa, Moshe Nafal of name mukashchin, tepek b'loi chalitza, da'atai to the hochi lo kitcha atzma. And for the Gemara, there's no umdin of the muchach. You know why there's no umdin of the muchach? Because Rish Lakish says, Tav lemet and tam duv lemet avamel. He didn't mean that if you surveyed 100 women, 99 would tell you they want to be married to the mukashchin. And 99 of these women have znus on their mind. Chas v'sholem, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Bnei Yisrael. But the point is that there's no umdin of the mukha. Because it could be that's what she's thinking. And there's a reasonable doubt. The moment there's a reasonable doubt, it knocks out umdin of the mukha. Oh, there's no umdin of the mukha. You know what you're left with? You're left with an umdin. No, that's dvarim shavalev. You need a gila milsa. So maybe had she said something, it'd fall into a category two. All right, sounds like we're talking about hurricanes. It'd be a category two. A category two, that would be okay. With a gila milsa. There was no gila milsa. He had garbage. Because when at the chasana, she said, I'm letting you know right now. If one day, that's not what happened. There was nothing. But the point is that the Gemara wanted that there should be no chasar in the dvarim shavalev. Fabos nish. Fabos is an umdin of the muchach. And for the Gemara, there's no umdin of the muchach. Kidre shlokish. Damre shlokish. Tav lemet and tam dum. This, of course, relates to the Tzais Reish Nun that we spoke at this week, where the Gemara had a suffix regarding a matnash chimera. Was it a matnash chimera? Was it not a matnash chimera? Someone was mechali kol nechosav laniyim before he died. And the Gemara has a suffix. If he's amad, could it be chayzer? Could it not be chayzer? And what did the Gemara say? Teiku. Tishbi yataritz kushis v'abois. So all the Rishayim paskin, that what do you do in a teiku? He keeps the money. If he wants to be chayzer and he never gave the money to that aniyim, he keeps the money. Zok the Rosh, no, that's not the halacha. The Ramah brings it in Shulchan Aruch and says, Yesh Chalkin. The Ramah says, what's the halacha in that case? You give away the money. You give away the money? What's Pshat? Zok the Ktsois, the Pshat's Gevaldik. Because the MS, he gave away all his Nechasim. He gave it all away. The only reason he should be able to be Chayzer is based on the Umdin of the Mukha. Because this is a category three, like Tosfos said in Kedushin. Mem Tes Amud Beis and Ksuvos Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph. Meaning that it's understood there's an Umdin of the Mukha that this person had in mind to only give away the nechassim on the tzad that he was going to die. But being that the Gemara has a suffix, Gemara has a tzad, that maybe tzedakah is different, that maybe when you give away tzedakah, you do it. I die to the hachi, even if you're not going to die, even if you're going to be your man. So you know what that suffix does? It creates a reasonable doubt. If there's a reasonable doubt, there's no umdin of the muchach. If there's no umdin of the muchach, what are you left with? You're left with the matana. Oh, you left with the matana. You gave the matana away. At that point, it's going to be different. Now, there's a very lumdish part of this Beis HaLevi. So we spoke out the mugishmaka part that ties in very much to today's daf. But this Beis HaLevi is an often quoted Beis HaLevi in yeshiva. Beis HaLevi, it's a chela gimel simen gil. The more lumdish part is Beis HaLevi wants to know what would be if a woman gets married, and she finds out afterwards that her husband was a mukashchin. So not she fools the yibum to a mukashchin. She finds out later that her husband was a mukashchin. Says Beis Halevi, amazingly, it's not a mefurish halach and shulchan. You think it's an open shot halach and shulchan aruch. Now there's sugis and parakamader, black and white halachas and shulchan aruch, that discuss a man who marries a woman. He finds out later that she was a balas mum. Finds out she was a balas mum. He can always say, adai to the hachi. I never thought that that's who she was. The Kedushin is going to be. But what about in the reverse? A woman that finds out later that her husband is a mukashchin. He has a mum that she just doesn't want to deal with. Could she come back later and say, now, atay to the hachi, knock out the marriage? Or could she knock out the marriage? So the Beis HaLevi says, Ro'isi kam chiburim rabiseinu achreinim. I saw many achreinim who suggested that it's a tzushtot to this gemara bava kama. That you see, tab l'meit of tandu l'meit of amalu, it's going to be different. But Zok the Beis HaLevi, and this is a major lumdus that telling you in yeshiva, it knocks. And the reason it knocks is because it's not like a Reb Kiveg or a tshuva. It knocks this Beis HaLevi. But says the Beis HaLevi, no, it's very, very different. There's a chiluk between the two Gemaras. You know what the chiluk is? What's the chiluk? This Gemara Bava Kama Kuf Yud, there was nothing wrong with the husband. The issue was that she later, 10 years later, fell to a Mukash Chil Yibam. What is she timing? That at Aita Dahoche, I never got married. Umdur de Muchach, that's what the Gemara thinks in the Kasha. It's as if she made a Tanai. It's as if she said at the time of the Kedushin that if one day I fall to this brother, the Mukash Chil, I'm telling you right now, Adaita Dahochi, I'm not accepting the Kedushin. And that's the Shach Levatayr in the Gemara. Is it an Umdur de Muchach or is it not an Umdur de Muchach? But when, so the point is that when the Gemara wants this Kedushin to be knocked out, the Gemara wants to knock it out based on Mishpatei HaTanoi. How else would you knock out this Kedushin? The Kedushin was fine. There was a ring, there was Aiden, there was a rabbi who officiated the marriage, it was in a nice hall, everything was perfect. There was no issue with the Kedushin. The Shaila is, did she, in her mind, mean to do this marriage, Adai to the Hachi, that she doesn't fall even to the Mokashchim? We believe her, no issue of Mamanas, we believe her. The question is it an Umdur of the Mokach, or is it not an Umdur of the Mokach? But when a woman gets married, and finds out later that the husband was a Mukashchin, she comes into Bezdin and she says, had I known he was a Mukashchin, I would have never accepted this marriage. What's the basis upon which she wants to knock this marriage out? It's not Mishpatei HaTanoim, says the Beis HaLevi. It's Mekach Tois. It's Mekach Tois. She's tining that, I didn't realize this is the guy. I thought I was marrying somebody else. Zok, the Beis HaLevi, Mekach Tois doesn't have to work with Tanoim. How does Mekach Tois work, says the Beis HaLevi? Is the Pshat, every time a man gets married, he finds out later that his wife was a Balas Mom. The Halach is, boom, knock out the marriage. Somebody buys a shor, he finds out later that the shor was a nakhon, right? Knocks out the Mekach. What's the vart? The vart is, because there's an umdur of the Muchach that had he known it was a nakhon, he wouldn't have bought it. So that it's understood that he only bought it ala tnai, that the shor is not a nakhon. So it's as if he made a tonight that I'm buying it on Manas that it's not a nak. And even though Dvarim Shabalevin and Dvarim, but over here there's an umdur because nobody wants to buy a shah that's a nak. And nobody wants to marry a woman that's this whatever mom. So the halacha is, because of umdur the muchach, it's as if there was a tonight and it gets knocked out machmas. Dr. Beis HaLevi, no, that's not the pshat. When a person thinks he's buying a shah that's not a nak, and then he finds out the shah is a nakhin, there's a chesaron in the etzim maisa kinyan. It's not kinyan betoys, and a kinyan betoys is nishkan kinyan. Now, how exactly do you understand and micro-analyze why a kinyan betoys is not a kinyan? Is it a chesaron in the kinyan shabbai? It's a chesaron in the das shabbai. I remember Mary Verebi or something, Five Sustal Shlita, talking about this Beis HaLevi, das betoys. Whatever the point is, we leave that for the super London. But the point is, it's not working dafka with Mishpatei. You don't have to come on to Mishpatei. Mishpatei HaTanoim is like some external. It's some UFO that's coming down and it's going to destroy the kinyan. I have a good kinyan with good das and good Eidim. I have a good Masada Kedushin. But I created some external force that has the ability to crush what I did. So that's Mishpatei HaTanoim. This is not Mishpatei HaTanoim. This is much more Yisaydi. There's something growing inside of it that's ripping, it's destroying it. There's a Chesaron Be'etzim over here. What's the Chesaron Be'etzim? The Chesaron Be'etzim is that the whole Kinyan was done betoys. A Kinyan betoys, Zishkan Kinyan. The Das betoys, maybe Zishkan Das. But over here, says the Beis HaLevi, where you're not working with Mishpatei HaTanoim, and here's the punchline, it could be there's no halacha Dvarim Shevelev. He wants to say that Dvarim Shevelev and Dvarim is a halacha Tzivkot and Ilchus Tanoim. But where a person comes in and says that I thought that this shar wasn't an akhir, I thought I was buying a regular shar, I thought this isha wasn't a Baal Smol, or I thought this man wasn't a Mukashchin. Over there, you don't have to come out to Mishpatei HaTanoim. There, it works on Mekach Tois. We believe you, even by Dvarim Shevelev, we believe you. It's never a Shaila. So the guy's telling you, or in this case, she's saying, I never had in mind the Mukashchin. If she's saying, I never had the Mukashchin, then there's not going to be a Chesaron of Dvarim Shevelev. If there's no Chesaron of Dvarim Shevelev, you don't need Umdur of the Muchach. If you don't need Umdur of the Muchach, the whole Teretz of Reish Lakish, Tanu Meitav Tandu, Meitav Amrlu gets knocked out. The whole Reish Lakish was nernished to say that you don't have an Umdur of the Muchach. So you have to come on to Mishpatei HaTanoim. There's a Chesaron of Dvarim Shevelev. There you need Umdur of the Muchach. Reish Lakish will tell you there's no Umdur of the Muchach. But when you're knocking it out, not Machimas Mishpatei HaTanoim, you're knocking it out, Machach Tzmechach Tois. Over there, there's no Chesaron of Dvarim Shevelev. If there's no Chesaron of Dvarim Shevelev, you don't need Umdur of the Muchach. If you don't need Umdur of the Muchach, just because Tanu Meitav Tandu, Meitav Amrlu says there's Umdur of the Muchach, who cares? It has zero relevance to the issue of Mekach Tois. And again, the reason this is a very big chiddush in yeshiva is because the Rebbe of Kiveger and the Tshuva says clearly that the way Mekach Tois works, it works with the parasha of Tanayim. That it is like umdana de muchach that you did it at Aita Dahachi. It works with Tanayim. If it works with Tanayim, then it is meshubit to the halachas of Dvarim Shevelev, in which case you wouldn't need an umdana de muchach. So just like the Gemara says that a woman that gets married and then falls off Nei Mukashchin, the halacha is that we say that Dvarim Shablevein and Dvarim, because there's no Umdin in the Mukach, there is the woman out there who will say, I'll marry him in the Mukashchin because she wants to be Mazana. The same would be true if it's Mekachtois, meaning the same would be true if a woman is marrying a man and finds out that the man that she stood next to under the Chuppah, he himself is a Mukashchin, you'd have the very same Ha Lacha, so to speak. Before we conclude, one Ha'ara regarding. So before we conclude, just one Ha'ara regarding this week's Parsha, Parsha's Korach, that ties in to one of the themes of the Daf this week. So, Divrei Shchivmera is Kechsuvim V'Chimsurim Dami. The Gemara, Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amar Aleph, brought four Makoros to Divrei Shchivmera Kechsuvim V'Chimsurim Dami. The fourth Makor the Gemara brought was Rami Bar Yecheskel. You learn it from Achitofel. V'Achitofel Ra Ki Lo Nasiso Atzosoi. Vayachvish asachamor vayilach el besoy el iroy vayitzav el besoy vayechonik. Achitofel sees that his idea had fallen through. He goes home. He instructs his family. He tells his family advice, gives them final wishes, and he goes and he ends up taking his own life. So who was Achitofel? We had Achitofel a few times this week. We had Achitofel right here. One of the Makaris, the Divrei Shchivmera Kechsuv V'Chimsurim Dami, is Achitofel. We had Achitofel yesterday. We mentioned it too for Ramosha, where Achitofel was Nasa Kal V'Chomer from Saita, and based on that, Ramosha passed in the halacha that you're allowed to convert an Ezra's Noshim into a Mikvas Noshim, despite the fact that it's halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Erech Chaim, Sivin Kuf Nun Gimel, Siv Kotten Tes, that you're not allowed to sell a Beis HaKnesses and use the proceeds for a Beis HaTfilah and a Beis HaMikvah. But he says Mikvas Noshim is different because that's Shalom Bayis, and the reason why you shouldn't be able to sell a Beis HaKnesses and use it for a Mikvah is because of the Bezoyon. It's the Bezoyon of the Beis HaKnesses, and he said that Madach were Mevaza the Beis HaMikdash by bringing the Soita there, Lahavi Shalim Ben Ishla Ishtoi, Kavachemra Mikvah, which is also Lahavi Shalim Ben Ishla Ishtoi, in a Beis HaKnesses, which doesn't have the same level of Kedusha. It certainly should have been. He says, don't tell me you can't learn Kavachemras from Soita, because Achitofel learned Kavachemra from Soita. We had the Chassam Soifa that we spoke at earlier in the week, where the Chassam Soifa learned out different halachas that we use Umdana Demuchach when it comes to suicide, to determine whether someone was an Abed Asmil Adas or wasn't an Abed Asmil Adas. We learned it from Achitofel, because even though Achitofel never said clearly that he was taking his own life, still we used the circumstantial evidence to establish that Achitofel was an Abed Asmil Adas. Either way, so Achitofel featured very prominently in the Daf this week. So who was Achitofel? Achitofel was one of David HaMelech's closest advisors. The Gemara says in the beginning of Masechtas Brachos, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that when people would come to Achitofel at David and they would ask him shailas, David would be yoyetz by Achitofel. There's a lashon Chazal that Achitofel was like the Urim V'Tumim. There's a medrash that says Al Yisalo Chacham B'Chachmasai Zu Achitofel V'Bilam. So we all know how smart Bilam was. Bilam was the one who was Zeichet to Nevuah on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu in the Umay Sa'ilam. If Achitofel and Bilam are in the same sentence, it tells you everything you need to know about Achitofel. So Achitofel is David HaMelech's right-hand man. He's his Yoyetz. He's also a big Talmud Chacham. The Gemara says that when David HaMelech was digging the foundation, that's that Gemara we spoke out for Ramosha, that when David HaMelech was digging the foundation, Kafot HaHoim, and no one knew what to do, Achitofel was the one person who knew how to paskin a Shiloh. So David HaMelech, there's a Sanhedrin out there, everybody's there. And the only person who knew the Pesher Dover, the only person who knew how to pass in the Shiloh, was Achitofel. But what happened to Achitofel at the end of his life was very unglamorous. Achitofel joined Avshalom's rebellion against his father, David HaMelech. So Mizbar LeDavid Bevarchim LeAvshalom Benoi, when Avshalom rebelled against his father, Achitofel, David HaMelech's closest aide, his confidant, his Rebbe, the Mishnah says, David HaMelech learned Torah from Achitofel, joined his son Avshalom, and he rebelled against him. And when he realized at the end that the rebellion was going nowhere fast, it wasn't going anywhere, he realized it was over. So he goes home, and that's this pasuk that the Gemara quoted in Bava Basra, Kuf Mem Zayin Amar Aleph. V'Achitofel ro'a ki lo nasasa atzasai. He realized that the rebellion was being quashed. V'yachvosh es hachamor. V'yelech el besi al ira. He gives a tzava to his family, and he killed himself. What was the tzava? The Gemara continued. That was in the Daf this week. Tanu Rabbana. Shloisha dvarim tziva Achitofel esbana. Achitofel told his sons three things. Al tiyu b'machlekes. Don't get involved in machlekes. Va'al timredu b'malchus beis David. He said, don't rebel against Malchus beis David. V'yantav shel atzeres bror Zorachitem. That if Shvu is night, there's nice weather, there's a clear day, there's no clouds in the sky, it's a sign that wheat is going to have a good crop, and you should go ahead and you should buy wheat. Why did he tell him these three things? Says the Maral, Chedushei HaGodes, V'yesh lahakshis, ma'inyin elu dvarim shetziv aleim b'yoyser, Achitofel, the great Achitofel, one of the most enigmatic personalities in Tanakh. The last pottering words that he gives his family is these three things, v'nira. V'bnei kiro Achitofel shahaya b'kushim v'machlekes, u'mashe gia elo v'bnei ha-machlekes. Achitofel fell. You know why? He lost everything. Why did he lose everything? Because of Machlokes. He started up with David HaMelech. And he saw how far a Machlokes can take a person. And therefore, the last words he tells his children, he says, my Tayra Kindlech, if there's anything I learned during my lifetime, if there's any message that I can impart upon you, is run away from Machlokes. There's nothing more than that. And says the Maral, everything he told him was Machlokes. He told him, Al-Tiru b'Machlokes. That's obviously Machlokes. Va'al-Timrdu b'Malchus beis David. That's also machlekes. The yontif shal atzeres baru zero chitin says the Maral based on a Gemara in Masechtes Bava Metzia. Lo oydam yizar adam betfua b'teich beisa. How beautiful this is! A person should always be careful that he has chitin in his ass. She a meriva b'teich beisa elu mishul chitin. Because you know what causes machlekes in a house? It's chitin. She nemar asam gvuleich shalom. Chelav chitin yaspiach. Harei she menias achitin hu she mevi l'nei machlokes. Ula hoser sibas amachlokes oma derech remes v'chochmo yontem shal atzeres baru ziru chitin. Shkaloi mash azir lachem chitin. Therefore you're not going to have... So Achitofel's final message that he gives to his family is, he tells him, you have to be careful for machlokes. Of course, that relates to this week's parasha, the story of Korach. Another person who has so much going for him, and he loses everything, b'nei machlokes. Achitofel rebelled against David HaMelech, Korach rebelled against Moshe and Aharon, but the Seif Dover was the same. Achitofel vayichonik, he takes his own life, Korach falls into the pit, the Meisei Korach, but the Yisoid is the same. You see from here the pitfall of machlokes. But I think there's an added message that you can take out of this. The Megal HaMukis says, a dover nifla. He says, machlokes is a Rosh HaTevis. It's also an acronym. The men stands for mamoin. The ches is chachma. The lamid is loshayim. The kuf is koima. The tof is teira. In order for a person to be a baal machlokes, he has to be a baal maila. Someone who's not a baal maila, someone that's not a knacker, people don't take seriously. He can't rally the troops. He can't start a rebellion. Avshalom, Achitofel. These were special people. They had what it took, the credentials to be able to challenge Malchus Beis David. Korach was a person who was Biraba Mail, and he had the credentials. He had what it took to start Machloikis. Mem, Mamon, he was wealthy. The Gemara says that Korach was Zoichet to Torah V'Gdula B'Makam Echad. Ches is Chachma. He was a very smart man. Korach Shapikei Achaya. Marol Eshtozeh. Lamed Loshoi. He had a Korach Adibor. He was an orator. Kuf is Koima. He was a man of stature. And Tof is Torah. He was a Talmud Chacham. Says the Megal HaMukos, Korach goes down in history as the Baal Machloikis. Tarti B'mashma. He was a Baal Machloikis. He was the Baal Mail. He had everything. Mamoin, Chachma, Loshin, Koima, and Torah. And he started a fight. And you know what ended up happening? He ended up losing everything. And if you think about it, it's unbelievable. Here's a person who had so much. He had everything in the world. But it wasn't enough. And because it wasn't enough, he felt that he needed more. And as a result, he ended up losing everything that he had. Achitofel and Korach. They're Bali Machloikis, Mam and Chach, Malash and Torah. They start Machloikis and they end up losing everything. And the truth is that if you think about it, it's a very difficult balance for a person to have. You know, everybody's ambitious. You're young, you're energetic, you're ambitious. You have she'ifas, you want to accomplish this, you want that. Market the islay or market the islay. But people are naturally ambitious. They want so much. And you have to balance your ambition, your goals, your dreams, and everything that you want to accomplish in life with being happy and having a karas hatov and showing gratitude for what you have. Korach was ambitious. Chaim Shmuel Levitt says it came from Kedusha. He wanted to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. He wanted to serve in the Mishkan. He wanted to be a leader. It's true. There was a real ambition there. But at the same time, what Korach failed to realize was how much he had. And you're going to throw everything away because you want a little bit more? Korach was unable to to balance the gratitude that he had to have for what he had with the ambition that he had for more. Achitofel had so much. Achitofel had a great shtela. He's David HaMelech's right-hand man. But it wasn't enough. He needed more. And the more that he needed, his ambition caused him to lose gratitude for what he already had. He didn't walk that fine line properly. It eventually ended up machlokes. It's interesting that my brother Moshe came back from Eretz Yisrael recently. So he brought me, there's a black market now where they're selling from Yeshua Soloveitchik's shiur. So you have to know the right people. Knock the right amount of times on the door in a dark alley somewhere in Yerushalayim. But either way, so he brought me the shiurim. So I saw in the end of Zvachim, Chela Gimel, they have some Chumash shiurim that Rav Yeshua gave. So this is Shavuos, Tavshin Ayin Hei. And he's discussing over there Medrash. The Medrash says that why was the Torah given? Why was the Torah given in the Midbar? The Medrash says the reason the Torah was given in the Midbar, because the Midbar's half, there's nothing in the Midbar. And if a person wants to learn Torah, like Nidya Torah, like Chama, you have to have nothing. A person has to be willing. Pas ben melech, yayin ben mesura. The reason the Torah was given in the Midbar, while in the Midbar, sedar garnish. Faked. From Yeshua. The Midbar, there was nothing. It's true. If you go to the Midbar today, you're going to have nothing. But when the Yidden were in the Midbar, there wasn't nothing. There was Mon. There was Be'er. Chazal say there were Pardesan. There were Remainim. Go through all the Midrashim. See what was going on in the Midbar. There wasn't Shaykh. It was Kanaking in the Midbar. It was good times in the Midbar. How could you tell me there was nothing in the Midbar? Azayat der Shiver from Yeshua Gestalt. Hadagazok the Dovin Neira. Says he's missing the point. The sight of a Midbar is not that there's nothing. Maybe you have something. Maybe you took with yourself mizvadot. You have packages and things. You have food that was shipped for you, deep frozen for the next 40 years. How do you know you have nothing? But the yisoid in the Midbar is you can't have ambition. In the Midbar, you have what you have and you don't have what you don't have. So let's say you're in the Midbar and you have chicken for you. You say, yeah, you know, I'm in the mood of a meat steak dinner. It's not an option. You're in the Midbar. What are you going to do? You can't go to the local deli. That's not an option. The yisoid that Dover is not said from Yeshua to have nothing. That's not the message. That in order to learn Torah, you have to have nothing. And if you have something, it's a spirit to Torah. That's not the point of this Chazal. The point of this Chazal is to be happy with what you have. It's midas estaklus. And if you're going to be mistapik with what you have, so if I have more, I'm happy. If I have less, I'm happy. He brings Reb Chaim Volozhin, the Taichas, and Ruach Chaim. What's darkin shal Torah? Pas b'melech v'yayim b'msura. It doesn't mean, says Reb Chaim Volozhin, that you have to eat pas b'melech. And you have to drink Yayim, that's not what it means. But it means that even if all you have is Pas B'melech, and even if all you have is Mayim B'Mesura, you're still going to learn Torah. That's what it means. It means being mistapik. Whatever I have, I'm tefriden with. And if it's a lot, I'm tefriden with a lot. And if it's a little, I'm tefriden with a little. And it's true, people have ambitions, they want more, they strive, but at the same time, you have to balance that with gratitude and realize that the Eibusha gives me so much, and whatever the Eibusha gives me is givali. It brings over here a story for Avram ben Hagra. Said that his father once met a Yid, and this Yid gave his father the Vilna Goyen Chalish Sadas. So who could have possibly given the Goyen Chalish Sadas? It wasn't a Psalamdan that the Vilna Goyen met. That we know for sure. Who could have possibly given the Vilna Goyen Chalish Sadas? So he brings a story that when the Vilna Goyen went to Golis, Kiddua, he would travel from place to place. For whatever reason, the Vilna Goyen did it. He said that he once walked into a Beis Medrash. Says it was Leil Chamishi. I'll read it to you inside. And he stayed up and he learned the whole night, did the Vilna Gaon. The next morning, after Shachris, he saw Vina Isha Skena. He sees in the corner of the Beis Medrash, it's an Alti Yid. He's wearing talis and tefillin. He was a saginar. The Vilna Gaon was able to see that he was blind. And there's this old woman that came to serve him food. This Yid was learning b'kdusha v'tayra. And he ate the breakfast that this older woman served him. During the meal, so the Zokin tells the Skener, I heard last night, during the night, that there was someone here in Beis Medrash. He was learning very quietly, referring to the Vilna Gaon. I don't recognize his voice. He must be a guest. This Zokin was able to tell that the Torah that he heard wasn't just Bash the Torah. So he said, go ask him, maybe he wants to join us. Maybe he wants to eat breakfast with me. The chain haya, vatikres ha'irach. The woman goes. She calls the Vilna Gaon al alechem. First, the Vilna Gaon didn't want to go. But Amroi, he said, ki ulai sudesh einam aspekasi. it was not enough food for the zaken and for me. Vayivtzer by hazaken, but the zaken persisted. Vayoymer, he said, Yesh v'yesh shitanu Michael. No, we have a lot of food. You have nothing to worry about. Vayisholu al kachal. So the Vilna Gaon asked this yid, where do you have this food from? Vayoymer hazaken. Hine ishti haskena, my wife. Vayleches tamid. She's such a getrayet wife. She goes every day to the beis harichayim. She goes to the mill. Shoma tesleif al pirushus habal harichayim. She has permission from the bal harichayim to gather a sheiris avaka kemach, the leftover flour that's on the floor. Says, and we from this every morning I'm able to eat such a delicious meal. Says my wife, she's so gavaldik. She brings so much kemach that we even have food. We're able to invite guests al shulchani. He says, I have guests sitting at my table. Vilna Gaon stayed in Beis Medrash. This Zokin, the Sagi Nor, stayed in Beis Medrash. And as it was getting closer to Shabbos, this Yid comes to the Vilna Gaon and he says, Ki yish beis gam etzli b'Shabbos Kodesh. Will you come be our guest for Shabbos? V'yishalu gam kein al kocho. V'yaneu ha-Zokin. He says, are you going to have food for me for Shabbos? He says, Shabbos Kodesh. Yisani kiminig abal batim ha-Gvoyim. He says, we have a Shabbos meal like the biggest gvirim in Europe. Yan, she says, Derech ishtei askeinu. My wife, she's very tichtig, right? She knows how to prepare me meals during the week. She's even better on Shabbos. She goes to the Beis HaMitbachayim Shal Oifis. She goes to the local Shlachtois. V'shama timrei noitzei sa oifis. She plucks feathers out of the chickens. L'hoka ha-Balabayis. So she does a little bit of work for the Balabayis. V'akeim noitzei la-Beschara ha-Raglayim ha-Rosh min ha-Oif. She-timrei ta-Noitzei. U-Mizeh tasa Shabbos Kodesh be-Bosel ha-Roif. V'kemach yesh l'mdai mi-kemach shal-Vakri-Chaim. We have leftover kemach from during the week. And you'll see it's going to be a delicious meal. You're never going to have such a Shabbos meal. Ubalitzas nefesh somech hazokin es nagusoy vayike. So Rabbi Avram ben Hagra said that his father went v'yishbeis etzloy adoini ovi umori v'rebi agoyim. Vilna Gaon. V'yore and he saw ki anoshim rabbi b'mnei ayin tamid chachomim v'yire elikim oichlin v'soyin el etzloy v'shabbos kodesh. That he had people come from all over the shtot to eat by this in his house, usmeichem alam acholam anal, and they were happy with this meal. Kisimcha suda shleima b'shaita, as if it was suda shleima b'shaita. V'loymdim u'moydim l'Hashem berikshei kodesh u'biyoser azokin Hashem mamish hashchina shoyer olaf. So he feared ois mikol zeh itstayer. Adoni avi moir v'rebi agoyin zal. V'omar tamid ba'onis ruchoy. And the Vilna Gaon used to say it was margula b'pume ki oid lo higia l'midas ha'estapkus shel azokin hakodesh hanal. So Rabbi Yeshua said that that's what estapkus is. Estapkus is that no matter what you have, whether you have a lot, whether you have a little, in your mind, you have everything. It's Suda Shloima B'Shaite. We spoke out once. V'Avram Zokin Baba Yomim. V'Hashem Berech Savram Bakoil. The real meat of estapkus is not to say, I don't have so much, but no, I'm going to make it work with whatever it is I have. The real meat of estapkus is V'Hashem Berech Savram Bakoil. That no matter what you have, you realize that you have everything. And there were people that lived that way. It's not easy. The Goyim was in the Shtoimim. But either way, the story of Korach has so many messages. There's a story, there's messages of kino, messages of gaiva, uninhibited spiritual she'ifas. Korach she'pikoyach hayo marolish tozeh, the concept of cognitive dissonance we've spoken about over the years. There's so much to take out of the story of Korach, but here's another lesson. Korach, like Achi Teufel from this week's staff, they had so much. They had everything, and they wanted more. They were ambitious. That's great. Gaiva diktusha, ambition is awesome. But at the same time, you have to make sure that you balance it with gratitude. To appreciate, at the very least, what you have. And Korach failed to appreciate what he was that he had. Achitofel failed to fully appreciate what it was he had. And he let his ambitions get in the way of showing basic gratitude. And that was his downfall. And if you're not sure, we're onto something. And this is part of the punchline of the story of Korach. I'm going to tell you a tesefta that I found. The tesefta is at the end of the fourth parak in the Sachta Soit. Kishem she'asru lebal kach asru lebal. We know that a soita, an eshes ish, that's mezana, she becomes an usher to the bayal, and she becomes usher to the bayal. Nimsis oimer, says the tesefta, if you think about it from a different perspective, the soita was nasna einer b'she'en roila. She wanted something that wasn't hers. She wanted a man that wasn't her husband. Masha bikshalo nitan la. She didn't get what she wanted. Masha biyada nital himana. And she lost what it was she had. Says this after. You find the same thing about the Nachash HaKadmoni. So your Orem Mikol Behemah, the Eibushter gave the Nachash HaKadmoni so much. Mikol Chayas Asodah Shenem of Anachash Your Orem Mikol. But he wasn't happy. He had so much going for him. He had everything. He had machloikis. He had mammon. He had chachm. He had lashon. He had koyim. He had Torah. He had everything. But he needed more. He wanted chava. Bikish laharigis adam. Velises chava. Amalei hamakom. The Eibushter told him, Ani amarti tei melech al kol behemah v'chayim. I told you, you'll be a melech. I gave you everything. Achshav shalei ratzisa. Oh, you weren't happy with everything that I gave you? Arat mikol behemah umikol chayis hasad. Ani amarti bekoyim eskufa teilech ga'adam. Achshav shalei ratzisa. You didn't appreciate the matana you had. You needed more. You didn't show gratitude. Says the Tosefta, the Nachash HaKadmon is not the only personality in Tanakh that you find made this mistake. The 7 or 8 personalities in Tanakh that you find made the same mistake. They had so much, but they needed more. Something that they really weren't deserving of getting. Achi Teufel was not supposed to challenge Malchus Beis David. Korach was not supposed to get Kohuna. What happened? Masha Bikshulay Nitan Lahem. Not only didn't they get that, they lost everything. Achi Teufel lost everything, and Korach lost everything. So I think another message from the story is Midas says, Stopkus in the sense, show gratitude for what you have, whether it's more, whether it's little, whether you think it's a lot, whether you think it's a little, but try to balance showing appreciation and gratitude for what you do have, at the same time being ambitious and achieving and trying to aspire for more.